Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It is time to run for your life. Pushing with everything you have inside of you. Running towards an opportunity. Running towards a victory. Running as hard as you can.
This is the reality, okay? Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief.
Every single moment of every single day has a massive impact on where you ultimately end up.
Success doesn't know these things about cold or early or tired. It just knows if you showed up or not.
The hardest thing to do is start moving, engaging.
You can't stay in one place and expect to get to the next place. I'm talking to the one that really wants to take it to that level that no one has ever been.
So I'm in life, I'm ready to quit on, give up on. Come on, raise your hand high. I'm ready to quit on, I'm ready to give up on. Come on, raise it up. All right, what I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
That's right, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the one that's been through hell.
Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's going to take you to the next level. Like y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's going to prepare you and take you to that next level?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Are you prepared to push? Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig?
They hope the instructors will stop running. They hope the water was never cold. They hope the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructions keep on running. I wish the rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are.
We're moments away every day from a decision that's going to completely change our life.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life.
People go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody.
You got to understand why you're running. You have to understand the significance and why you're running. Don't run away from the challenges. Don't run away because it's not going the way you want it to go. Run. Run with a full heart. Run with everything you have in your heart. Get your legs moving and run. Sometimes you may ask yourself, how fast can I run? How fast can I get to my destination? But you have to also understand, when you're running, you got to have in your mind that you got to pace yourself. You got to be able to pay attention when you're running. Because while you're running, there are going to be obstacles around you. And these obstacles are going to be put in place that may try to distract you. But you got to keep running. And some days you're going to be slow. And some days you just got to be fast. But make sure when you're running, you got that mindset in the right place. Don't be reckless. Be productive in it. And understand that it means something. Recognize your beliefs. Recognize your drive. Don't concern yourself with things that doesn't concern your best. Because if you're not giving your best, then the rest will catch up to you. So stay ahead of the pack and don't slack, because it will only push you back. Continue the journey and keep your eyes on the prize. Your rewards are waiting for you. You don't want to be the slowest one on the track. But you got to be the one that's thinking. But don't take too much time thinking too much. But understanding that you have to commit to why you're running. Running is good, but you got to walk a little bit first. You got to walk a little bit so you can understand what's about to happen to you. You got to walk a little bit so when it's time to put the pedal to the metal, you got your head up and you thriving and you strike and you moving so fast that nothing around you can stop you. So don't be late for the celebration of your victory, because your victory belongs to you, no one else. Take pride in it, believe in it, stand on it, earn it, because it's yours. Keep it moving, be productive, be powerful, and from the bottom of my heart, run strong. Run hard and conduct your business. It's time to rise and shine. It's time to be about that business. It's time to understand that if you want to get something out of your life, you got to be willing to work for it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm talking to the one that wants to go beyond the limit. I'm talking to the one that is willing to work a little bit harder than the next man or the next woman. I'm talking to the one that's been through hell. I'm talking to the one that really wants to take it to that level that no one has ever been. When you step into that room, when you step into that environment, you got to be hungry enough to eat what is coming your way. You cannot be concerned about what can't be done. You need to be focused on what must be done. If you feel that you are not in a position to do it, Then why show up in the first place? You got to understand that it takes grit, passion, and determination to get to the level of where you want to be. But you got to understand the difference between levels and going beyond them. You can't stay in one place and expect to get to the next place. You can't look at the sky, because beyond the sky, there's a great big universe. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you prepared to push? Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig? You got to fight. You got to push. You got to give everything you have. Because I tell you this, weakness won't save you. All you need is the power, the strength, and the tenacity to give it everything you got. Have the love for your grit. Have the love with every rep that you push out, and understand it is up to you to get the most of everything that you work so hard for. Now you got to also understand this. It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out whatever it takes. Keep pushing forward. Don't you give up on your life. Don't you give up on those reps. Don't you give up on giving it what it takes to get the most of yourself. If you believe in the possibilities, then make it work for you. If you believe that that weight is too heavy, then you won't push it. If you believe that when you're running that mile and you want to give up, you better find another way and push harder than you've ever pushed. Don't get tired. Don't get weak. Find a way. Make a way. Push your body. Push your mind. Push your soul. And give it everything you got. Because someone else out there may want it a little better than you do. Now, if you say what you are, then be what you need to be. If you want to get something out of life, then fight for your life. When you're in that gym, find a way to go beyond that limit. Find a way to push your body. It is your body. It is yours. You own it. It belongs to you. The time that you have in this world, you only got a short time. Make the time count. Make the moment count. Give it something. Feed that body. Build that body. Build that mind. Build that soul. And go to work. Because this is the hour, this is the time, this is the now, and I want to see you working. I want you to dig, I want you to feel it, I want you to struggle, I want you to hurt, I want you to bleed, I want you to fight, because this is that time. Show the world, and show up, and show up, and most importantly, do your job, and do that business.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. The days you're not plugged in are the days you don't get 120.
much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
You want to kill an alligator? You kill it right after it eats. Because right after it eats, it gets satisfied. And it goes to a state like it's almost paralyzed. Some of y'all in this room, are you paralyzed? You had a little success? You done what nobody else in your family has done, and now you chilling? Come on, you ain't hungry no more? Next 100, I need you to stay focused. Why? You should still be hungry. What have you eaten that's got you satisfied? What have you done? What have you accomplished that got you so full? I'm a contender, but the next 100 gonna change my life. You're gonna change this world. We're ordinary people doing extraordinary things. If that's you and you're feeling me, just say, I can. Come on, I can.
I can.
I can. Come on, one time.
I can.
Yep, I will.
I will.
Yep, I must.
I must.
All right.
You study any animal in the animal kingdom, and I will tell you this, that the lion is king because the lion is hungry. The elephant is bigger than the lion. The cheetah is faster than the lion. But nobody is more hungry than the lion. Go ask any athlete, actor, musician, philanthropist, it doesn't matter. You ask anybody who is a champion, and the difference between them and their opponent is they were more hungry for it. If there's anything I can pour from my heart in this moment, my greatest piece of advice is to protect your hunger.
I see millions of motivational speakers that speak to the rich, that speak to the successful. I said, who speaks to the broken? Who speaks to the individuals that's still in the process? Who speaks to the individuals that doesn't want to live anymore? Every motivational speech you ever heard, I was talking to myself and I was telling my story. I couldn't read till I was 16. I buried my mother to a heroin overdose. My father was a hitman. I used to sneak in crack houses to sleep next to my mom to make sure she was safe at night. But through all the chaos and all the pain, God built a warrior. So when y'all see King Hollis, and every time I drop a speech, I'm dropping it for you. That person that want to give up on his life, I'm dropping it for you. That person that don't know that they have greatness inside of them, I'm dropping this for you.
See the difference between a good player and a great player. See, that good player does just the minimum to get by. That great player pushes his body past the limit. He leaves every single drop of blood on the field. And whatever he does in life, he wants to be remembered as the greatest. He does that extra 10 when a coach only asks for 20. He runs that extra mile when a coach only asks for 5. See, he knows he's gonna have to dig deep inside his soul to bring out that king, to bring out that legend, to bring out that power that lays in every single one of us. But we won't go deep enough to give. We're not gonna be good. We're gonna be great.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Why do you run? Why are you running? Are you running for a reason? Do you know the purpose behind the run? Do you have enough faith in why you're running? Are you afraid you're gonna fall down? Do you have enough balance? Are you prepared to test your balance? How fast can you run? Maybe you gotta slow down sometimes. Maybe when you cut that corner, you got to understand that when you're turning that corner, there's a unique obstacle that is waiting for you. But are you prepared to run through it? Are you prepared to run fast? Are you prepared to run strong? Do you understand what it means to run? So many people run away. They run away instead of running forward, instead of running towards something. You may have to take your time and just jog a little bit. But sooner or later, you got to pick up the pace. You got to start moving a little bit faster. And you got to have the desire to run hard. To understand that there is something that has to be done. Don't run for stats. Don't run for glory. Run because you know it's necessary. But understand that endurance is required. Don't let dead weight slow you down. Because dead weight is exactly that. It's dead. It has no life. But you have life. And you must continue to push and run as fast as you can. And if you feel that you're getting a little tired, if you feel that you don't have enough left in you, I suggest you push that next button. I suggest you go into that second and third gear. I suggest that you understand that you got to be the one to make it to the finish line. And even when you cross the finish line, prepare yourself for the next race of your life. Because every day you're racing, run fast, run strong, run with power. Run with greatness. Run with a full heart. And believe in it. But don't quit. Understand why you're running. If you ever question why you run, believe and know there's a purpose behind everything that you do.
Today, right now, you're going to war. You are going into war with your opponent. You're going into war with yourself. You are not scared. You are prepared. You are not weak. You are a machine, a freak. Are you focused?
I am focused. I am focused. I am focused.
Yes, you are. You are focused. And you will not lose sight of that. Not today, not tomorrow, next week or next year. Repeat after me. Today is my day. No one will get in the way of my dreams, of my growth, or my desire to be the very best in my chosen field. Yes, I said the best. No one has the right to take that mantle from me. I will sacrifice until I reach the very top. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how many times life beats me down, I will get up every time. I will fight tooth and nail. Desire, drive, determination, and fire, they burn inside me. I will not back down. I will not relent. When my body screams no, I will scream loud. Yes! Give me more. Push me harder. Because I know my courage lies in my heart. My heart is stronger than my body. No one has a stronger heart, a stronger mind. Send me 10,000 men, and I will defeat them all with heart alone. I am focused. I have the heart of a lion, the strength of 10, and the bleeding desire of 1,000 men. I am prepared for battle. I am prepared to soar. Come at me if you dare. Time for war. Respect isn't given, it is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me. My desire wakes me. My purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire. My family is my fire. My greatness is my fire. I don't need others' opinions. I have my own opinions. I have my own heart. I have my own dreams. There's nothing I cannot be, do, or have. No one can tell me what I can or can't do. I decide what is possible for me. I decide what path I will choose. I will decide what sacrifices will be made. What people will walk with me. What people I must let go. I decide how big my goals are. How crazy they might seem to ordinary people. I am far from ordinary. I don't pick average anything. I am anything but average. I want more. I will be more. I will give more. More effort, more pain, more sacrifice, more heart, and more courage. And what comes next? More reward. Live your dreams. Be fearless.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I'm a warrior, champion, and that's what we do. You think you've won. The world thinks I failed. But the truth is, I got you right where I want you. Fire true music. Me and destiny in collusion. Feed the dreaming. Starve the illusion. I'm not weak. I'm just strong in the making. You'll never make me tap out. You can't break me. Struggle made me. Watch me do it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I move away from the safety and comfort of the familiar and instead aggressively pursue the unknown. Like David waiting on the throne. Ah, grind. Greatness is the child born out of intense struggle. Ah, trials and tribulations are the factory that produce genius. When an average person experiences rejection, their motivation diminishes. When a champion, a warrior, tastes rejection, It makes them hungrier than ever. The biggest enemy of greatness is the undisciplined mind. Anyone who desires success at the highest level must first conquer their own thinking. As believers, we must chisel away with faith the illusion that what we desire is absent. Unwavering belief is the creative process that allows the full manifestation of what has always been. The law of attraction will bend and shape reality until the outside world looks like what we are seeing in our mind. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. We don't have to wait until we die in order to experience heaven. Our thinking can bring heaven to us now. Rise, champion. Cry. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of you are trying to sell a dream to others that you yourself don't believe in. Successful people buy in first, knowing that the world will eventually follow. Your thinking must stop having affairs and must remain loyal to your dream for it to become a reality. Your spiritual adversary needs your fear and doubt in order to sustain himself. True warriors will always rise. Most of those that we call genius, regardless of their field of expertise, created their masterpieces from an emotional environment of pain. The Hercs became legends by channeling and unleashing those raw, intense emotions of afflictions into their work. We feel and resonate deeply with their artistic expressions of truth because of the agony and trauma that gave birth to it. So use the gift of your own trial and tribulation to propel you beyond the common limits of average human existence. Harness this powerful inner energy created from your struggle and use it as transportation to take you to that place the world calls greatness. All the great influencers who shook the world did so by finding the strength in being vulnerable and owning it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I'm a warrior, champion, and that's what we do. You think you've won. The world thinks I failed. But the truth is, I got you right where I want you. Fire True Music. Me and Destiny in collusion. Feed the dream and starve the illusion. I'm not weak. I'm just strong in the making. You'll never make me tap out. You can't break me. Struggle made me. Watch me do it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I move away from the safety and comfort of the familiar and instead aggressively pursue the unknown. Like David waiting on the throne. Greatness is the child born out of intense struggle. Trials and tribulations are the factory that produce genius. Fire True Music. Me and Destiny in collusion. Feed the dream and starve the illusion. You can't break me because the struggle made me. Dr. Billy Allsbrooks. Warrior. Blessed and unstoppable. Fire True Music. To God be the glory.
I remember years ago when the alarm used to go off in the morning, the first thing I did was roll over and hit the snooze button. In that instant where you have a choice to either hit the snooze button and go back to sleep in your nice, warm, fluffy, cozy bed, or open your eyes and get out of bed, that's a choice that takes discipline. Now, I didn't have any discipline. I always took the easy route, the road that was more comfortable. The problem is, when you make this decision, because it's the first decision that you make literally the second you wake up, you are letting yourself off the hook. You are literally training your mind to take the easy way out throughout the whole day, which in turn leads to you taking the easy way out the whole month, all year. Discipline is not something that any of us are born with. It's a muscle that we have to train. And I don't care what anyone says, it all starts that first second. How you start your day and that decision that you make in that instant isn't as small as just getting up of bed or not. It's a decision that can shape the rest of your fucking life. This ain't some motivational, inspirational bullshit. This is the truth. When I was younger, I dreamed that one day I'd get a job that paid me 50 grand a year. That, for a boy where I come from, was a dream come true. If you told me back then that I'd be running a seven-figure company and building a business of my own, I would have laughed in your face. It wasn't until I started to believe that I and I alone could shape my world that I started achieving anything I wanted to. That little decision in the morning, if you open your eyes and get out of bed, the next decision you face that day, you're going to now be disciplined to not take the easy way out. People don't realize it, but that bed can basically represent your entire life. If you stay in that bed, you're literally staying in your comfort zone, which means your day will be spent in your comfort zone, and your month, your year, and before you know it, you spent your whole life in your comfort zone, never pushing yourself to new heights, never trying anything new, taking risks, moving forward. It all starts in that first second of your day. So don't take it lightly. Start building discipline. It's something I started doing and it helped me massively. It ain't easy, but it's worth it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Everybody gets this wrong. I talk to millions of people across 50 countries. It's life's big myth that you can get fit before committing to something challenging. Let me explain. We call it the Spartan Paradox. You must first commit to something, and that forces you to do the work. With Spartan, we got 7 million people off the couch by having them put a date on the calendar. It's that simple. Once you put a date on the calendar, you get serious. You become disciplined. And if you don't, you get your ass kicked, because that date comes, that event arrives, with or without you. Then what? Then you're embarrassed, humiliated, and you want another crack at it. Everyone everywhere, I mean across 45 countries, says to me, oh, first I'm gonna get in shape. First I'm gonna start eating healthy. First I'm gonna get my lifestyle intact. No way. All the science, all the data, all of our millions of conversations across all these countries says, bullshit. You're just going to procrastinate. You're not going to do it. You end up talking yourself out of doing the work. New Year's resolutions don't work. Gym memberships don't work. Diets don't work. The only thing that works is a date with something challenging on your calendar. So you want to find success? Put a date on the calendar, create a deadline, force yourself to make the hard choices daily. Look, if humans didn't need deadlines, schools wouldn't need professors, right? Construction sites wouldn't need foremen. Teams wouldn't need coaches. Think about it. If you want to change, if you're ready, get a date on your calendar. You have to commit. You have to make it real. It's the Spartan Paradox. I think I could end it just like that. It's the Spartan Paradox. That's it.
I'm gonna grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
Let me tell you this, the wolf that is on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf that is climbing the hill. And so you gotta get hungry and you have to stay hungry. You have to guard your hunger. I need you to develop a healthy dose of self-assurance. When you feel like you can't, when you want to let go, when you are surrounded by doubt, fear, and anxiety, you are going to have to pull up your resume and remember all of the things that you have made it through.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse.
What do you want? Somebody told you to just graduate high school, graduate college, get a job, work that job the rest of your life, have kids, get married, and die. Somebody told you that. What do you believe you were destined to do? And then you got to spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream. What do you have to have? What is your dream? And when you think there's nothing left in the tank, look yourself in the eyes and say, I can, I will, I must. The nightmare is to reach our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, or even our deathbed, and to talk about everything we should have done. I should have done that. I should have invested in this. I should have made the relationship work. I shouldn't have got a divorce. We sit around and talk about all of our shoulds. We talk about all the things we wanted to do, but never got it done. That's the nightmare. That's the nightmare that we all must avoid. This is the time to establish your dream. All of the pain, all of the trauma, everything you have experienced, the turbulence, you have to garner up all of that hunger. I'm talking about you got to think of everything you've ever wanted in your life, and you got to put it toward that goal. And there are things that you have been called to do that no one on earth has ever done.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.